You're listening to Lower Road Radio, voted by Podcast Monthly as one of the top 50 sports radio podcasts to premiere in January of 2016. So sit back, relax, and enjoy what sportspodcast.biz.gov calls subpar at best.
At Tanagra, when the walls fell, this is Dan Owings coming at you another time for episode 45 of the Lower Road Radio Podcast with my co-host, as always, Jason. How are you doing today?
I don't think this heater's working.
You know what? I texted you yesterday. I specifically, for the Lower Road Radio Studio, got a space heater, you know, because you were so whiny last week. I made a hot coffee, so that way when you came in, you'd have something warm to drink. You already came in a stocking cap and a hoodie, and you're complaining.
Yeah, stocking cap hoodie. I got a hot, burning hot coffee.
Burning hot. Piping hot.
Piping hot, yes. Right beside of me. I'm nursing it, trying to keep my body warm.
Mm-hmm.
My bones are cold.
Yeah.
And you've got this fake orange glow heater that I don't even think is doing anything. I can hear a fan running.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But there's no heat coming out. Look, it just dropped. Just right now, it's 65 degrees, and it dropped to 64.
Well, it's cold outside. It's fighting the elements. You know,
the heater's indoors and it's dropping temperature as we speak.
The rest of the Lower Road Radio facilities are...
It's even colder. It's like 52 degrees in the rest of the studio.
Well, the heat is set on 60 there, and that thing is maintaining about 65 in here.
Okay, just bump back up to 65.
Yeah, although it'll stop at 70, but I have a good feeling it's never going to hit 70.
Dropped to 64 again. Look at that.
But it's warm air rises. So yeah. Where we're at, the temperature's above 64.
It might be 66 where we're speaking.
Okay, well, that's fine.
You know what, though? It's 66 is...
Last week was like 52.
Last week was 52. 100%. It was 50-something,
I could see my breath.
Hey, you know, no expense is too great.
Really? For what?
For a professional podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which we are almost.
We're so close to, we're in contact with sponsors all the time. People are like, we'd love to sponsor your podcast, but we'd love to reach more than 20 people, you know? So, you know, it's details, you know, we're just working out all that stuff.
Yeah. Mark's people called our people, you know, we're working that out.
Whose people?
Mark Cuban.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. The CubeCast.
CubeCast. Yeah. It's a CubeCast mm-hmm. network.
It's a CubeCast network.
It's a CubeCast production.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Mark, we know you listened to the episode. Find us, 805-991-7623. Call the show. Text the show. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Comment, rate, subscribe in iTunes. Do all that stuff because all that stuff helps the show. And we're talking to you, Mark Cuban, because... you know, I don't know why we've settled on Mark Cuban as the guy.
Well, I think if Donald Trump wasn't president,
mm-hmm.
I think he would be a good one.
Mm, yeah. I don't know what we could advertise for him, you know.
He's got tons of stuff going on. Casinos and hotels and golf courses.
Okay, all right.
You know, I mean, golf, that's, you know, sports.
Okay, sure.
Casinos, I mean, they bet on sports.
Donald Trump single-handedly took down the UFL, you know. As an owner of the New York Generals, I think was his team.
I did not know that.
Yeah, you got to watch the ESPN 30 for 30. It's about it's the UFL, right? Or no, the USFL. I'm sorry, USFL. Okay. And basically he was using the USFL as a way to, he wanted to do what the ABA did.
And merge to
the NFL, basically. But the rest of the USFL guys didn't want to do that. It seems like the only reason he became the owner of the USFL is so he could become an owner eventually of an NFL team. And that didn't work out. And basically, it crashed the entire league, and he ruined it, basically.
Wow.
But, you know, that was just one thing that he did. You know, there's plenty of other things that he's ruined. So, so let's just get into it. We've got an exciting show.
Exciting.
Exciting. I'm thrilled about this week's show. I almost went Christopher Walken. Do you do a Christopher Walken impression?
I don't.
Oh, okay.
It sounds like something I should be able to do.
It's in the cadence. You know what I mean? Guys, I'm telling you this week's podcast, you know, I'm not saying I put my
pants on one leg at a time. Except when I do, I make gold records.
That was horrible. Guys, I'm telling you, I put my pants on one leg at a time. No, that's not good either. It's almost close, like New Jersey.
Yeah, no, it's not
a little
Jersey.
Bit. Yeah. Anyway. Suffice it to say, we've got a great episode for you this week.
The only impression I really, really do.
Yeah.
I haven't done it in years is a Pee Wee Herman.
Really?
Like a laugh.
The laugh. That's pretty good. He gets a little nasally, you know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to think of a word he'd say. You know, go to the Alamo. Something like that. I don't know. Our mutual friend Matt Neff, who we're actually going to be on his podcast. Well, I'm on his podcast all the time. It's not his podcast. It's our podcast. There's another podcast.
Can I say
podcast one more time?
Podcast.
The 99 Lives podcast, which is unrelated, you know, to sports whatsoever, because Matt doesn't watch sports willingly.
Yes.
He only watches sports when his wife
makes them.
No, she doesn't watch sports either. When his dad pays for tickets for him and his son to go to the Indians game, that's – if somebody will buy Matt a ticket to a game
– He'll go to the game.
Yeah, because there's food there. Yeah. You know what I mean? And usually pretty good Wi-Fi.
I was just going to say that. Is he on his phone the whole time?
Constantly. Yeah. Lots of selfies. So, he'll text. Yeah, he'll Instagram things out like, you know, what a wonderful game of basketball this is, or something like that, you know. But so Matt's not.
I have a delightful tray of nachos.
Yes, right. So Matt's not a fan of sports, but I thought of him because he does my favorite impression of all time. And I'm gonna do an impression of it.
Do an impression of Matt doing the impression.
Yes, but I will say we have to listen to him doing it, okay?
Okay.
He does an impression of the old man on Home Alone, okay? So you know the old guy with
the shoveling?
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna try to do it. I feel bad because this is Matt's impression, and I don't do it as well, but I'm gonna try. See that little girl over there? She's my granddaughter. That's pretty good.
Okay.
He does it better. It's so good. It's my favorite thing that he does. It makes me laugh every time.
That little girl over there?
No. She's my granddaughter.
She's my granddaughter.
She's my granddaughter. I don't know.
Is it Scottish?
I don't know what it is, but Matt nails it.
Okay.
So we got to let Matt do it. I feel bad piggybacking on his
Unfortunately, I don't think we'd ever be able to have Matt on as a guest because what would he talk about?
Well, he could talk about esports.
Like video games, sports.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
But
he doesn't play that either.
Well, no, but he plays video games. So, like, you know, esports is its whole thing, like these battles, you know, like the fighting games and stuff like that. I mean, he doesn't play, like, sports. Like, he doesn't play Madden or in NBA 2K, whatever.
Right.
But he plays lots of video games. So.
When's the last time you played a video game?
Yesterday, I played FIFA with my son.
Okay.
We were the U.S., and we were playing Tottenham Hotspur.
So you were on the same team.
Yeah, we were on the same team, and we tied, and then it went to penalty kicks, and then we lost in penalty kicks. So,
I played a Smash Brothers the other day.
Oh, that's fun.
Who, on the Wii.
Are you a Pikachu guy?
I like Lucas.
I don't know Lucas.
He has like some like weird magical powers.
I hate that game. It's just I just mash buttons. I have no idea what I'm pressing.
Yeah,
I'm horrible at it.
It's fun.
It's not fun to me. It's just too crazy.
No, my favorite is not my favorite game. But
that's Tetris.
Well, Tetris, yeah, is definitely top two or three. Mm-hmm. Have we talked about video games?
We talked about sports. We did a sports video game draft or something like that.
Yeah.
We counted down our top sports video games. We'll do that again sometime.
Yeah, I love Mario Kart. I could play Mario Kart for hours.
You don't have the Wii U, do you?
No.
The Mario Kart 8 for the Wii U
is
pretty great.
Yeah. Do you have it?
Yeah. You guys should come over and play it.
You're coming to our house tomorrow. Bring it.
Yeah, we might do that. Yeah, that's not too hard to do. Yeah, we can do that.
We'll be... watching football.
Do you have a Wii already? Oh, just a regular Wii?
Yeah.
Then we can use your... We won't bring our bar thing. You know
Sensor
what I mean?
Bar.
Sensor bar.
You have
we'll
it.
Use
it's
your
the same bar?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't have it hooked up right now, but...
This is mostly what we use the podcast for, is just working out the details of our day-to-day lives.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
we don't talk any other time throughout the week.
No. Ever. I don't even respond to your text until I know it's day of show. Yeah.
You haven't even reached out to me until this morning. You said, where are you?
That's it. Coffee's hot.
Coffee's hot, yeah.
Yeah.
Where are you? The coffee's hot. I'm like, I'll be there in 5 minutes.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, look at what I just did.
You just totally spilled coffee on the book.
I'm just going to let it sit, and then it might turn into something artistic. and then I'll take a picture of it. I'll Instagram it later.
So, for the listener, he just spilled coffee on the official Lower Road Radio logbook.
I'm amped up this morning. I'm shaking. Like, coffee in my hand is shaking. I've had a lot of tea and coffee this morning already. So, because my throat was hurting.
Yes.
So, I thought I needed to start the day off right. So,
I'm with you.
I've been up for a while. Okay, let's get into it. We've been wasting too much time. College football. This week, it doesn't seem like we're basically on the last week of college football, but we kind of are.
Well, yeah, well, this week and next week.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's one more week after that because the conference championship stuff. Mm-hmm.
So we pick games every week when ranked teams are playing ranked teams, and we just pick the game. We don't pick the spread. Last week, we were both 2-1. We both picked LSU to beat Florida State. I mean, Florida. We were wrong about that. I picked Colorado to beat Washington. I was right about that. You picked OU to beat West Virginia. You were right about that, which makes us both 1-2 last week. So on the year, you're 19-9, and on the year, I'm 16-12.
It's a big difference.
That's not a big difference.
Yeah, because I've only got single-digit losses, and you have double-digit losses.
You have three more wins than I do. I mean, that's
19-9 is almost 20-9, which is really, really good.
Here's the good news.
You're 16-12, which is almost like a 500 record.
You're ugly. So here's the thing. There are five games this week, which means that's a lot of games between ranked opponents.
Yeah.
So I've got some, you know, I can make up some room this week.
Potentially.
Yeah. Well,
potentially you could take the lead.
Or you could put the nail in the coffin.
Yeah.
Like, this week is a big week for us. So let's just get right into it. Washington, and this is, they call this rivalry week. That's hard for me to say. Rivalry week.
Yeah. Rivalry. Can we just come up with a better name?
Rivalry week.
Why will we week?
Yeah, because I can't say my R's. So Washington is playing Washington State.
Mm.
Washington, unforeseen to me, I did not realize they were going to be good, is ranked 5th in the country. Okay?
10-1.
10-1. Washington State is ranked 23rd.
Which they just lost to Colorado last week.
Coming off a loss. It's at Washington State. They're the home team.
Yeah.
The Cougars.
The Cougars, yeah.
We
with L. Falk as their quarterback, right?
Lawrence?
Larry? No, it's officially Luke.
Luke, you looked it up?
Yeah. Well, I watched that game, the Washington State-Colorado game last week.
You watched it?
I did watch it.
Oh, man.
Because I picked it. I actually watched sports, Dan.
I haven't watched sports in years. So who you got? Washington State, the Huskies against the Cougars.
It's a night game. No, I'm sorry, 3:30.
At 3:30?
Yeah.
It's at Bank of Washington Field.
No.
House.
I mean, I could tell you if you
courthouse.
Know, but
I don't care. So who are you picking?
Oh, jeez. I think I'll go Washington.
Really? Oh.
I want to go
really?
Washington. I want to go Washington State because Washington State's at home.
Yeah.
They're coming off a bad loss.
It's a big rivalry game.
It's a big
game.
Rivalry.
Washington's not that good anyway. We both know this. Eventually they're going to lose.
Luke Falk is a heck of a quarterback.
Luke Falk.
For the Washington State Cougars.
Well, the Washington quarterback's better. He's like setting records this year.
No. Luke Falk has almost 4,000 yards passing with 36 touchdowns and 7 picks.
Mm-hmm.
The Washington guy, Jay Browning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Only has 2,870 yards. He has over, the Washington State guy has 1,200 yards more passing. And the same amount of touchdowns and the same amount of interceptions.
Well, for some reason, I think the Washington guy is better because
he's not.
I saw him like on a Heisman list.
Yeah, that didn't mean anything.
It means something.
No, it just means that he's on a team that's 10-1 and Washington State's 8-3.
Well, who you got? So you picking Washington or you picking
Washington
State? Man, jeez.
And I'm going to base this on the rushing game.
The rushing
game. Yes, because the M. Gaskin for Washington has over 1,000 yards on the year.
Okay.
Washington State guy only has 540.
Washington State guy. Oh, my
gosh.
Well,
his name's Jay Morrill.
What's the J stand for?
John.
Okay. So I saw a name the other day that made me mad. It just made me angry. Like, made up names.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes they're okay. Like, you know, I heard about a set of twins. Their names were Arangelo and Regelo, which is orange jello and red jello. Arangelo and Regelo.
Okay.
I saw a name the other day, Jonathany.
Jonathany?
Jonathany.
Like Anthony and John.
Yes.
Jonathany.
Like not Jonathan, not Anthony.
Like a kid at...
Jonathany.
Like a kid like at school? Like in your kid's
class? No, it was like on a headline. I was reading a report or something. I was reading the news. Jonathany. I'm not okay with that.
Well, at the kitchen table last night, we're eating dinner.
It's like Anathan. Sorry.
Well, Gideon starts talking about a kid in his class and kept on calling him DeLuke.
DeLuke.
Yeah. Well, there's like Deshaun, you know.
Sure.
All that stuff. It was DeLuke.
DeLuke.
And I'm like, I don't know if his name's DeLuke.
Yeah.
But it could be, I guess. I don't
Why
know.
Why not? I mean, people make up names all the time.
DeLuke. Like Duluth, maybe? DeLuke?
Duluth is not a name of a person.
It's a city.
That I know of. But maybe it is.
It's a city. Duluth.
Hmm.
But DeLuke, sometimes people, I've never heard DeLuke.
Sometimes people name their children, you know, based upon the place they were conceived.
Like taxicab?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, it's a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine. All right, so the next one is the big one.
You got off that really quick.
Real quick. I'm picking Washington State.
Okay.
First of all. So
because you're trying to get separation? Or
no,
you actually
because
think
Washington
you're
State's
win.
At home. It's a rivalry game. We've already established that Luke
Falk
is
a better quarterback,
than Browning. So so I say,
okay.
Why the hey not? Washington State is going to beat Washington. Put it down.
Bam.
Stone cold lead pipe lock. All right. Michigan. Otherwise known as that team up north.
Let's come back to that game. Let's finish on that game.
Oh, good. Laugh. Next. I'm not normally this caffeinated when we're recording the podcast.
Well, okay. So first of all, we've been recording the podcast like at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Lately.
For our morning episodes.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Today, it's the day before Thanksgiving as
yes.
we record this.
Uh-huh.
And so like we've got some free time on it. So we decided to do it like at 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Sleep in a little bit.
Sleep in just a little bit.
Although I didn't. I've just been up since 6 drinking tea and coffee.
I appreciate you letting me sleep in.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I woke up at 7 o'clock with my kids screaming.
I woke up. We had this conversation. I'll say it quickly. You know.
Is this a sports podcast?
I don't know. Part of the reason I woke up so early was because I did not sleep well last night. Okay. Mm. Boy, how do I say this without embarrassing my wife? There's no way. I'll just continue.
Well, she doesn't listen to the show. So.
No, she would never listen to the show.
No.
She is not a fan of either one of us.
No.
Our voices, you know. Anyway, she's been a little under the weather lately.
Yeah.
I'm not are you a snorer? Do you snore?
When I'm heavily medicated.
Okay. I'm not normally one who snores. My wife is not normally one who snores. But the heavily medicated does come into play here because she's been a little under the weather.
Okay.
She took, I didn't see her take the NyQuil. I just saw the NyQuil before and after she took it.
So like half a bottle.
I don't think she took the recommended dose.
So she was kind of tipping back on grandma's cough syrup.
We were watching TV and then she's like, I can't stay awake any longer. I got to go to sleep. I'm like, okay. So then I'm just sitting in the chair in the bedroom reading while she's sleeping.
As one does.
As one does. And she's in a comatose state.
Yes.
And the medicine has taken full effect and she is sawing some logs at this point. I'm happy for her because she hasn't been sleeping well. She hasn't been feeling good. You know what? Rest.
But NyQuil will help you get your Z's.
Do you remember the Chris Farley skit?
Yeah,
it's pretty good. Look it up. So
she's sawing logs.
I'm like, I don't want to fight sleep because she's sleeping so well.
Yeah.
And she's like spread out in the bed because she hasn't been feeling, you know. And I thought, you know, I'm just gonna give her the full bed tonight.
So I thought
I'll sleep on the couch. Right. But what I forgot was I told my son he could sleep on the couch last night and he could have a movie night
because they don't have school today.
So he was up late last night playing video games and stuff, so he's sleeping on the couch. So I thought, well, I'll just sleep in my son's bed. So I went to my son's bed, and what I did not realize is that I have my 12-year-old son sleeping on what I could only describe as a medieval torture device.
Mm.
It's the most uncomfortable thing I've ever been on in my life.
Mm. It is, and you just let your son sleep on this.
Yeah, and he seems to do fine.
Well, he's also 150 pounds lighter than you.
Conservatively speaking. So, I did not sleep well last night, and because I didn't sleep well, I woke up early,
and I woke up,
I don't know, have you gone camping?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know how when you wake up, like, on the hard ground camping?
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't even want to, I just got to get up, because I'm just not, that's the way it was.
You're not laying in bed all comfy, snugged up in blankets, like, warm.
Mm-hmm.
You're just not in a good state of mind.
Yeah, so I've been up ever since then. And, yeah, highly caffeinated. So, moving on to the next game. Jason, break down the Auburn-Alabama game for me in only the way that an NFL or...
an NFL analyst?
Yeah. Only break down the Auburn game, Auburn-Alabama game, the way that an NFL analyst would. Oh, my gosh. I messed up. What do you got?
I'll take Alabama. They're 11-0. Playing an 8-3 Auburn team. Nick Saban is a heck of a coach. Their players are heck of players. The Alabama quarterback, Jay Hurts, is excellent.
No, he's not.
Yeah. He's 11-0, Dan. Their running back.
I could be 11-0 for Alabama.
D. Harris.
You hand the ball off.
Is excellent.
You let the defense do what it does.
Their wide receiver, A. Stewart, is excellent.
Oh, my gosh. This is embarrassing. You're doing everything but breaking the game.
Alabama is favored by like 18 points.
Okay. So you got Alabama in the Iron Bowl.
Yes.
I'm going to pick the same thing.
game will be played at Bryant-Denny Stadium. It's going to be 65 degrees.
Yeah. And partly cloudy. You know, they say when Auburn and Alabama play, throw out the record books.
That's not true.
But in this case, I'm going to say Alabama is the best team in football right now, as far as we know. Time will tell. But there's no reason not to pick Alabama. Next.
Do you think
– yes.
We've had this – I don't know if we've had this conversation. Could the best college football team – like in Alabama, beat the worst NFL team like the Cleveland Browns.
So, in other words, if Alabama played the Cleveland Browns...
let's say they played 10 times. How often...
The Browns would win 10 times out of 10, and the average margin of victory would be... 30 points, I think. That's honestly what I think.
Have you seen the Cleveland Browns quarterback situation?
I understand.
It's awful.
I understand that. But if you put the Alabama quarterback playing for the Cleveland Browns, it would be even worse. The Cleveland Browns are full of NFL players, right? Alabama has maybe 6 or 7. The third string players for the Cleveland Browns are better than most of the starters, if not all of the starters for Alabama. Today, as it stands right now, they're grown men. The guys that play for Alabama are 18 to 22. Cleveland Browns would steamroll them. I mean, it might not even be 30. In fact, Vegas actually put out a line. No. It was Sheridan. Sheridan, the dude from USA Today, he put out an official line. I think Alabama, Cleveland Browns, like what he would set the line at. And yeah. I think he set the line at Cleveland by 28 or something like that is where he would set the line. They'd have no chance. If they played 100 times, Alabama might win once. Like, I don't even think that. I think Cleveland would win 100 times out of 100.
Okay. I think it's fun kind of poking a little bit because you're a little amped up.
I am amped up. All right. Now, next.
What are you doing on your phone there?
Well, my wife texted me. She said, are you available? And I said, no. Is it an emergency? I could be if you need, because we could stop recording if it's important. I think she took the kids to the dentist or the eye doctor or something. And she said, no emergency. Just need to know a few things about tomorrow at the grocery store now. We've got another 40 minutes at least. She's not going to be at the grocery store that long.
No. So you need to text her?
What should I do now? Like,
Me to stall while you complete your texting?
Well, I don't know what I'm supposed to text at the grocery store now.
Just call her real quick.
Should I call her on the show?
Yes, just call her really quick.
Okay, I'm going to call her on the show. We're recording this.
Put it on speakerphone.
Right now. Put it on speakerphone? Okay, here we go.
This might be a disastrous.
Mm-hmm.
Volume up.
Okay, volume's up. Hey, you're live on Lower Road Radio with Jason and I.
Hi, Erica.
Oh my gosh.
What do you need?
I need to know if I'm just bringing sweet potatoes and corn casserole, or if I need to bring something else to dinner tomorrow.
Well, we're going to Jason's house. Jason, what do you think?
You know, as much dessert as you want to bring, cookies and cake. I'm more of a cake versus.
Is your grandma bringing something?
Is grandma bringing something?
Yeah, she'll bring something. Jason. I don't know. Some type of dessert.
Well, what is she bringing?
Some type of dessert. I don't know. Text her.
She's bringing a dessert.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Jason, so she's bringing a dessert. Just bring the sweet potatoes and the corn casserole in that. I think that's fine.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Hey, really quickly, how annoyed are you that Jason and I do this podcast every week? Like, how much of an inconvenience it is to you? Honestly.
I'm not annoyed.
You really hate it.
That you called me and made me live on it.
Okay.
Not that I'm really live, but...
Yeah. All right. We're about the 24-minute mark, so we've got a little bit more time. So, unless it's an emergency, you know...
I'm not... I could call you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Love you.
Love you too.
Bye. Oh, you know.
Yeah.
I think people want a glimpse in the life of us.
Now, if I call my wife, it'd be a completely different conversation.
Yeah, there'd be some, bleeping out necessary.
Possibly. I'm not confirming or denying that.
She, I caught
there
Erica.
There are five kids at the house running around right now.
Mm-hmm. And I caught Erica in a particularly good mood today because she had a very good night's sleep last night.
Well, she conked out for 12 hours.
There was a pool of drool on the bed, you know, the size of Lake Erie this morning. And I don't care what she says. She's not a fan of this show. Now, I keep on telling her it's going to make us money one day.
Someday we might make
money.
Honey,
the Lower Road Radio, the name of the house on the beach, we're going to name Lower Road Radio.
Yes.
Because this is going to buy us a house on the beach.
Eventually, we're going to be podcasting from the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the idea.
We'll be laying in hammocks all day.
She can just be tanning,
drinking
margaritas. She doesn't drink margaritas, but, you know.
If she wanted to, she could.
I guess. I don't know. What else you do on the beach, you know? So, all right, there you go. All right, back to the picks. Utah this week is playing Colorado. It's the matchup everybody's been waiting for.
At Colorado.
The Utah Utes against the Colorado Buffaloes.
With Bill Snyder.
Nope. Bill McCartney was the coach of Colorado.
Yeah, that's right.
Nate, if you're listening, I apologize for last week's episode and me not knowing Bill McCartney's name. Bill McCartney, there's his name. And the name of the 30 for 30, I think, is called The Gospel According to Bill. Something like that. Look it up. Watch it. It's a pretty good one. Who you got?
I will take...
It's at Colorado. Colorado's ranked 9th.
Colorado.
Really?
Yeah, locking it in.
Just that easy.
Yeah, that easy.
Well, I don't like this because I want to take Colorado too. So, oh well.
Take them.
Next. This is a big game. Florida State.
It is a big game.
Naturally, we called our stuff Gatorade. Remember that commercial?
Yeah.
Florida's ranked 15th. Florida State's ranked 14th. It's at Tallahassee. It's not in the swamp, as they say. Florida's getting better. Florida State's, you know, who knows? Who do you got?
Florida State.
All right, I'll take Florida. Just because I want some separation. So I don't know who to pick, you know. So I'll take Florida. All right.
That's a night game, by the way.
That's a night game. So now we have...
On ABC.
What are you, advertising for ABC now? So last but not least, noon this Saturday.
Yes.
TTUN against Ohio State.
It's a big game.
It's a big one. Ohio State's ranked 2nd. The Wolverines are ranked 3rd. Michigan's back, man. Like,
I know.
They're back, and they're here to stay for a
while.
Honestly,
I think Michigan's better than Ohio State.
Yeah.
I mean, Ohio State's ranked higher.
Uh-huh.
I think Michigan's better. Now, the Michigan quarterback is out. Is he still hurt?
I think he's going to be out, but I think that those guys are pretty interchangeable. But maybe not, because they struggled last week against the Hoosiers.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think so.
Okay.
No, Iowa beat them 2 weeks ago.
Well, yeah.
And then last week
they didn't play well.
Yeah.
So, but they're going to get amped up. But it's at Ohio State. It's in Columbus.
Home field makes a huge advantage in this game.
Huge advantage.
Huge.
Jim Harbaugh is going to be coming in all of his khakied glory. What do you think is going to happen on Saturday?
Man, I want Ohio State to win.
Of course.
I think Michigan might win.
Your pick is Michigan?
Yeah.
All right, that makes it easy. I'm going to pick Ohio State.
Now, for the record, I want Ohio State to win.
Hey, I've picked against Ohio State like 5 times this year. So I understand. But
Ohio State is Jekyll and Hyde.
I know, and I'm hoping Jekyll shows up. Or
I don't know.
Carlos Hyde? Wouldn't it be great if there's an Ohio State player with the last name of Jekyll at some point? I can't think of one.
I would have changed my name if Carlos Hyde is your running back and you're the other running back.
Like a fullback,
halfback.
Oh, yeah. Jekyll and Hyde?
That would have been great.
You can't go wrong with that.
Yeah. They are. They either score 60, the game's either 62-7 or it's like 14-17.
Yeah.
And there's no rhyme or reason. It just is what it is.
Have you seen the Jekyll and Hyde thing that made me remember? Have you seen Louisville?
We should title this podcast the ADD episode.
Okay. Have you seen...
All over the place.
Louisville.
Louisville.
The closer you are to Louisville, the less the shorter syllables.
Yeah.
Louisville.
Louisville. Can you get it to one syllable?
The further you get away, it's Louisville. Anyway, their quarterback, Lamar Jackson.
Yes.
His jersey is L. Jackson.
I've seen this.
You've seen this? Yeah. And then there's another guy with the last name of Samuel.
Yes.
And every once in a while, they'll be standing beside each other. You take a picture, Samuel L. Jackson.
Yes.
That's pretty great.
It is.
That kind of makes my day. All right. You've got Michigan. I've got Ohio State. Husky Luke contacted us through Facebook, anyway, tagged us or something.
Well, technically, I think he just had a post on it.
Yeah.
And I was rolling through my Facebook.
Listen,
and I saw
Luke,
it.
We know it was directed towards us. Like, let's not pretend it wasn't, It was
he was just hoping to get another mention on the show.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he lives and dies by those mentions on Lower Road Radio. Yeah, I'm sure. It's he's got a wife and kids. You know, none of that matters in comparison to how many times Husky Luke has mentioned. Oh,
well,
my
he's
gosh.
He's all upset that – because he's in Montana.
Yeah.
And he's all upset that the Ohio State-Michigan game, which is traditionally a noon game –
it always has been, always will be, always should be.
Technically, it's been a 3 o'clock game at least once.
Yeah, technically speaking.
Technically speaking.
Uh-huh. All the memories I have are at noon, though. Apparently, when Ohio State was 1 and Michigan was 2, or vice versa, the year that it was a 1-2 matchup, they switched the game to 3:30 to get better TV ratings. Luke said it should be a night game because the energy in night games is really great. So what do you think?
I mean, I agree the night game is great. Save the night game for the Big Ten Championship because make that special. But I think the Ohio State-Michigan game should be a noon game.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry if you live on the West Coast and have to watch it at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Mm.
But you should enjoy that. Waking up first thing in the morning, you catch an awesome game.
I can't imagine a better way to wake up. Very exciting.
So I just got this text, or not this text, but this alert from CBS Sports.
Ooh.
Ohio State looks to one-up Michigan Jumpman with LeBron cleats. They have a special cleat. Look at that.
That's pretty great.
It's a special LeBron.
You know LeBron will be at the game. Well, if possible.
If it doesn't conflict with.
He could
with,
be like in Seattle right now, but yeah.
He's
not in Seattle because Seattle doesn't have an NBA team anymore.
Well, he could be in Seattle. We don't know.
I suppose Portland. Let's say Portland. I'm trying to think of the furthest thing away. Seattle. He's not playing Sean Kemp in the Supersonics right now.
No. LBJ has a tight relationship with Ohio State.
Yeah, because he was going to go to school there. If he was going to go to school anyway, which he never was.
Does he still have football eligibility?
I don't know, but... it's like the greatest what if, right? Like
it still could be.
Yeah.
Well, did you see that 55-year-old guy? I think
yes.
Louisville is a running back
somewhere. Yeah, some division, whatever school.
I don't know.
He's a 55-year-old running back.
Yeah.
He looks in shape too.
Yeah. Well, he got a couple yards out of one run, I think. But so LBJ, when he retires from NBA basketball at the age of 37, he could come to Ohio State as a tight end.
He'd be
or even a quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be really awesome.
Quarterback.
Yeah.
Why not?
Put him in shotgun?
Man. All right. So there you go. We'll have some separation this week. We're going to find out about Ohio State, Michigan, what's going to happen with that. Obviously, we're both rooting for the Buckeyes. But, that's why they play the games. So really quickly, more college football because it is that time of the year.
Yeah.
As we're looking at the top 10 of the college football playoff rankings, which is the one that matters, right now, it's just like it was last week. Alabama, number one. Ohio State, number two. Michigan, number three. Clemson, number four. Obviously, Ohio State, Michigan, that's going to change. That's not going to stay 2-3. And then you go Washington, Wisconsin, Penn State, OU, Colorado, Oklahoma State. The big question is, will Penn State, if Penn State wins out, they will be in the Big Ten Championship. And then they will play Wisconsin, who is ranked above them right now. Then Penn State will have a win against Ohio State and Wisconsin. They'll have won the Big Ten. Do they belong in the college football Final Four above Ohio State? I say no, because the point is to pick the best four teams. I don't think anybody who knows anything about college football could objectively say that Ohio State is a worse team than Penn State. Ohio State is better than Penn State. So, you know, although if I was a Penn State fan, I'd be upset. But you lost twice. If Penn State only had one loss, then they'd have an argument. But if you lose two games, I'm sorry, man. Like, don't lose to Pitt. It's just that simple.
I'll say this. I'm a big believer, and I've argued for this in the past, that if you can't win your conference, you don't deserve to win the national championship.
Okay.
Now, basketball is a little bit different because you play 85 games. But in college football, you play, you know, 10, 11, 12 games.
Yeah.
13 with a conference championship, maybe. I almost think that, you know, have a 16 playoff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, I'm sorry, 18 playoff, you know, with the six major conferences and two maybe at large or whatever, like independent teams or I don't know, something like that. But you have to win your conference to be placed in it. So the winner of the Pac-10, the winner of the Big Ten, the winner of the SEC, the winner of the ACC, you know, you put the winner of the conferences in the championship.
Yeah.
So the conference becomes the first round of the playoffs. Mm-hmm. If you can't win your conference, you don't deserve to play for the national championship. How embarrassing would it be if Ohio State – I mean, I'm just on the surface, you're placed in the college football championship, but you couldn't even win the Big Ten. Well, to me, there's something wrong with
that. If Ohio State beats Michigan, they will be in the Final Four. There's no doubt about it.
I agree. And I think they're better than Penn State. But it just it feels like there's something wrong that if you can't win your conference.
So it's more – for you, it's more of a question of like what you deserve or what you've earned versus how good you may or may not be in a vacuum.
Because Penn State's only other loss is outside of the Big Ten.
Mm-hmm.
And if they win the Big Ten, they're the best team in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
They won the Big Ten.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not. They have to play Michigan State this week, and Michigan State gave Ohio State trouble.
Which I knew they would.
They always do.
Yeah.
But Michigan State could give Penn State trouble. I mean, they could knock them off.
I would not be shocked at all if Michigan State beat
Penn
State.
And honestly, if Wisconsin wins out, Wisconsin would play Penn State in the Big Ten Championship.
Yeah.
And Wisconsin's, what, sixth?
Yeah.
So what if Wisconsin beats Penn State in the Big Ten Championship? Wisconsin, the winner of the Big Ten, I could see them being more deserving.
Than Ohio State.
Than Ohio State.
Maybe.
If Ohio State beats Michigan and Wisconsin wins the Big Ten.
Yeah.
Now, I want Ohio State to be in it because I want them to win the whole thing. But honestly.
If the roles are reversed, you'd be upset.
Well, I would still argue. I don't care. I still think you have to win your conference to play for the championship. Which would say that not one conference should be allowed to have two teams in the playoff.
Yeah.
The SEC, you're not allowed to have two teams. Big Ten, you're not allowed to have two teams.
So you want
to have.
So ACC.
Let's do six. I want a six-game playoff. The four major conferences, ACC, SEC, Big Ten.
Big 12.
Big 12 and PAC. I guess that's five.
Who are we missing? ACC, Big Ten, SEC, Big 12, PAC 10 or 12 or whatever it is now. That's five. Yeah. And then you're gonna have to have an at-large because, like, what if Notre Dame is great?
Yeah, or a sub.
Or Houston, or.
Well, like, maybe that sixth spot is reserved for the winner of an at-large from a smaller conference. So, like, this year, either Houston or Western Michigan is undefeated.
Okay. Or potentially Notre Dame.
Or potentially. But I think, in football, consider the ACC.
No, they're not. Only in basketball.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like the Notre Dame slot, unless somebody can take it away.
Yeah. Well, yeah, which this year I think Western Michigan
deserves
an undefeated.
They
Western
deserve a
Michigan.
Chance.
Yeah.
It'd be fun.
It would be fun. But that's what I'm saying. And so the two best teams get a bye.
Mm-hmm.
Number seeded one and two get a bye.
Yeah.
And then the bottom, you know, couple play against each other.
Yeah.
Play it out.
I think that'd be fun.
It'd be the next level of the playoff, but mm-hmm. I don't even think it should expand greater than that. I still hate it that the March Madness expanded to...
It should be 64.
It should be 64.
It's always been 64, and it should always
even
be
when
64.
There's only 32 college teams, yeah. It was still a 64-team playoff.
It's always been, because they played twice, I think. I don't know how they did it. As far as I know, it's always been 64.
Always.
And it will always be 64.
Since at least 1990.
I don't recognize the other teams. I won't even fill that part out of my bracket.
Yeah.
In fact, I won't pick a team that's in one of the preliminary games to advance because I don't recognize them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I really do. I think you need to win your conference to play for the mm-hmm. national championship.
I like that. I'm okay with that.
You know. Because you're making the regular season worth it. Mm-hmm. You're making it more valuable. You're making that Big Ten championship or the conference championship even better.
And if you're Ohio State or Michigan, you only have yourself to blame.
Yeah.
If you'd have won out.
Yep.
I suppose. Okay. Well, no, because I'm trying to think of a situation in which you could have two undefeated teams. Like, could a team go undefeated in the Big Ten and not make? No, because you play each other. So yeah. No. Okay. Contact the president of the NCAA. Who's that?
Bill
Snyder. Oh, my gosh. All right. I'm okay with that. We'll change it. So, ESPN Streak for the Cash. Mm. Jason, I went out to lunch with John Meadows, friend of the show, yesterday. And we're having a decent discussion. We're just talking, laughing about whatever.
Shooting the breeze.
We were talking about Seinfeld. He was telling me, John's a little younger. He's 28, So, I wondered, did you watch Seinfeld? Or you? And we were talking about Seinfeld and other stuff. And all of a sudden, everything just turns. This wave of emotion hits John.
Yeah.
And he puts his hands in his face. And I'm like, whoa. John's about ready to, he called me. I'm thinking,
just got laid off.
Yeah.
Or he's going through a divorce.
Yeah. What? His dog just died.
His mom died.
Yeah. Or something. John, I'm, leaning in. You okay, bud?
Yeah.
And he's like, Dan, I'm never going to get double digits in ESPN Streak for the Cash. I was like, yeah, man, I get it. He's very morose about the whole thing. Mm. And I feel the same way. I had built up a decent streak yesterday.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I picked Oklahoma State. Is in LA?
Oklahoma City.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
The Thunder are playing the Lakers in LA. Russell Westbrook is from that area. Yes. I thought, man, he's going to put on a show in LA. It's going to be good. Oklahoma City is better than LA.
Yeah.
This is an easy win. Boom. Pick it. Nope.
I did the same thing. Mm-hmm. I picked Oklahoma City last night.
Yeah.
Because they're better.
So if you are, if you listen to the show, download the ESPN Streak for the Cash app. Start playing with us.
It's free.
Find us, Lower Road Radio. We're the group, Lower Road Radio. I found out who Philly Cheese is.
Who's that?
Phil Capriglione.
I don't know who that is.
Mutual friend of John's that I have.
Between you and John.
Yeah, and Matt as well, who we spoke about earlier. So Phil is in our group. That's Philly Cheese. So anyway, so ESPN Streak for the Cash is just as annoying as it always was, just as frustrating as it always was. So
for the record, right now, my son, Buckeye Boy 05, is beating you, me, and John Meadows.
I know.
With one win.
Yeah, well, because we have losing streaks. It is so frustrating.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I could see getting to double digits. I trust that one day I will get to double digits.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine a world, and I think I have a better chance of winning the lottery than I do of getting 30 in a row.
Can you imagine?
No.
You know what I'd be curious? Are the same people at the top every month?
Yeah.
Is there a system? Is there a method?
How could there be? These things are coin flips.
Completely random. And it seems
I've looked
like
at their
flip.
Picks. It's not. There's no. Sometimes it'll be they're picking a lot of tennis. But there's no consistency.
No.
I think it's luck. I think it's 100%. I think it's 60%. A little bit about sports.
Yeah.
And 40% luck. Maybe 50-50.
Well, my wife is still winning the division, and she still has not picked.
She's been hunkered down at 7 for a while. So I still don't think – I don't think we should give out a prize until somebody gets double digits. I think it should be like ESPN. ESPN won't give out a prize
she
unless –
she won't be hacked off.
She wants that Goodwill T-shirt.
Hey, we don't know what it's going to be.
Okay.
I mean,
all right, okay. I'm trying. I'm doing my darndest. I'm doing everything I can
to not to spend more money as a podcast.
To get there. Yeah. Well, yeah, our budget. I blew the budget on a space heater.
That doesn't even work. I see a red glow. They give you that false image of heat with mm-hmm. the red-orange glow.
Yeah. Maybe if it was closer to us, if I put it, like, at our feet. It's all the way on the other side of the room.
It's, like, 6 feet away. It's not, like, the other side of the, you know.
12 feet. I'd say it's 12.
That'd be generous. It's maybe 8.
Okay.
It's not that far away. The room's not that big.
Well, either way, I really don't want to spend money, you know, in
so
any
what's
other
the thermostat stead on right now for real?
70.
And it's still 65. It's not working.
It is working because the rest of the building is 60 or below. So it's making a 5-degree difference. Okay. Otherwise, it'd be colder in here. In fact, this room is one of the coldest rooms of the building.
Because it has windows.
Yeah, because windows, and I think it's just got a couple of the vents. I don't know. It seems to be colder, maybe because of the windows.
Oh, it just went up to... Oh, no. It was at 66, and then it went back down to 65.
It's trying. It's really trying.
It's been fighting. When did you plug it in?
Last night.
It's been running this whole time.
Yeah, well, I was running it as a test. I thought, I wonder if I go out all night, like if I walk in here, it would be nice and toasty. I walked in here, I was like, it's a little warmer. So, but there is like a crack in the door, like above the doorway where some of the heat might be getting out. So, as you can tell, the Lower Road Radio Studio is still under construction.
Yes.
So anyway, there's lots of stuff that we could talk about. We could talk about NCAA basketball. We're not. We could talk about the NBA. You know, we're not. We could talk about the fact that U.S. soccer just fired Jurgen Klinsmann as their coach, the German soccer coach.
Yeah.
Who I think it's a mistake to fire Jurgen Klinsmann. I think that I just read that Bob Bradley is their new coach. I like Bob Bradley. I like him a lot, but I don't know that he's better than Jurgen Klinsmann, but maybe he is. People that know more about soccer than I do were saying that some people that I know were saying that Jurgen Klinsmann was trying to get us to play a brand of soccer that is not unique to America and that we need to play like Americans. I don't even know what that means. Maybe Bob Bradley will be the answer. I hope that he is because I really want U.S. soccer to be good one day. I know we're at least 20, 30 years out, but I'd like us to be trending in the right direction. I think it's a mistake to fire Jurgen Klinsmann, but I don't know. People know more about it than I do, so I guess I'm, you know, I liked the guy. So, but we're not going to talk about that, okay? Tomorrow is Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And when you think about Thanksgiving, what do you think about?
Food. I mean, my first thought is I'm going to eat good food.
I'm going to eat good food.
Yeah.
Second thought?
Football.
Right.
I mean, food and football.
When we grew up, it was two games. Whoever the Lions were playing and whoever the Cowboys were playing.
That's the way it should be.
Now they've added one?
I think so.
There's like a night game.
Like an at-large.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
Get rid of that. We don't need that.
No.
I want, as far as I'm concerned, it's always been the Lions and the Cowboys, and it always will be the Lions and the Cowboys.
Even when it's not.
I always miss Barry Sanders on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I always have a little bit of like, I really miss. Because that was like, you're going to get to watch Barry Sanders do amazing things. He seems like he always played well. He always played well.
Yeah.
But he was always just so much fun to watch. The Lions were going to lose, but Barry Sanders was going to look awesome.
Yeah. So and now we get to watch Ezekiel Elliott look awesome.
Yes. So, so I'm very excited about Thanksgiving, the holidays, you know, all that stuff. So what we thought we'd do to close out the show today, we got about 10, 15 minutes to do this. Should be plenty of time. We are going to draft our favorite holidays.
Yes.
You like holidays, right?
I love holidays.
They're the best.
Yeah.
You don't have to work. You get to eat food. Sometimes you get presents. Sometimes you don't. That's why we need to draft. So we're going to fill out a basketball team. We're going to have 5 picks each, and we're going to fill out our basketball team with holidays.
Yes.
Do you have a coin?
I do.
Okay. Now, last week you tried to lie about what the coin flip was.
Yeah.
You say tails never fails, which it did last week. Well, I always pick heads.
First of all, I flipped a nickel last week.
Okay.
I have always flipped a quarter.
Okay.
For the history of Lower Road Radio,
mm-hmm.
I've always flipped a quarter.
You always have change with you?
I always have change
with me. I never have change with me.
Why?
I don't know. I don't use cash.
I just like to have change with me.
It's good. I wish I did.
Well, I mean, yeah.
What are you doing?
So I'm looking at the states. I've got a Maine, a Rhode Island.
This is a British... This is a specialty one, Saratoga.
Illinois. Saratoga?
Saratoga. You know, they're not just the states now. They're doing all sorts of stuff. And this is Minnesota.
Kentucky. What are we flipping for? This is just an old-fashioned quarter.
Let's just do the old-fashioned quarter. Who gets the first pick in the draft?
Okay.
I have heads, you have tails.
Tails never fails.
Okay, except for last week where it did.
Ready?
Yeah, I'm watching it.
Tails!
Well, you know, it didn't land on the table. It landed on the notebook. I think that's a reflip.
It's not a reflip. I mean, I'll reflip it if you want, but I'm sticking with tails.
No, that's fine. Whoa, that was a good one. You did the spin.
Tails.
No, that was heads. But
well, Tails
was first. So you have the first pick in the holiday draft. All of the holidays, any of the holidays are available to you. Which one do you want to pick? First. This is the foundation. This is the cornerstone of your team.
Yes. Okay, so for my power forward.
Okay.
Power forward.
Power forward.
I mean, I'm big and bulky and strong, and he's just going to dominate.
Yeah.
Is going to be Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Dude, he's just going to devour everybody.
Mm-hmm. Because there's a lot of food.
Devour, yes.
Football. I mean yeah. Thanksgiving is a very forceful.
Yes.
Like even you think about America, the settlers coming to the American continent.
Yes.
We didn't come just to peacefully cohabitate. We came to wipe
conquer.
You out.
That's right.
Conquer.
That's
right. Okay. All right. There
I
you
mean,
go.
I mean, that's a strong four man.
Some elbows.
Power forward,
elbows
yes.
are going to be thrown.
Well, just like at our family reunion, at the kitchen table.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I'm going to get the last of that stuffing.
Okay, cool. So you got Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Oh, man, this makes me so happy. The obvious number one pick, it was out there. You were the Blazers, and you took, what's his name, in front of Michael Jordan. Like, Michael Jordan was out there. You could have had Michael Jordan, but you decided to pick whoever they picked. I can't even remember his name. That's how bad he was for the Blazers. Obviously, number one on the draft, my point guard. He's distributing. The point guard distributes.
Yes.
Christmas is about giving, right? It's
yes.
about giving. Christmas is the best holiday. It's not. There's not a close second. Thanksgiving might be second. Thanksgiving would have been my number two pick. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
But there's so much... They're so behind Thanksgiving. It's not even close. My point guard, he's the Magic Johnson of holidays. It's Christmas.
For your point guard, you're going with Christmas.
Yes.
Because I've so got you covered on this. I've thought this through. Okay. I knew you're going to do that.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely, 100%. I knew if I would get my Thanksgiving pick, you would go and waste your pick on Christmas.
It's not a waste.
My point guard is going to be better than your point guard.
Okay, what's your point guard?
I'm doing it right now. I'm picking it.
All right.
You've completely forgotten about this holiday.
Okay.
April Fool's Day. He is sneaky. April Fool's Day is so sneaky, and he hides the ball, and he gets steals out of it, and he completely is going to rob, you know, Christmas.
That is I'm not going to lie. I'm willing to give you, you know, Thanksgiving, you know, like, it's a good power forward.
That's the best power
April
forward.
April Fool's Day is the worst pick in the
Are
history of drafts. It's
no,
horrible.
No, no.
April Fool's Day is a stupid holiday.
No, it's
I
not
hate April Fool's Day.
Yeah, because we're going to dominate in this game. April Fool's Day is going to completely... You're not even going to see us coming. Because people don't.
Nobody past the age of 7 should enjoy April Fool's Day.
I love April Fool's
Day. Up until 7... It's fun when you're 6, 7 years old, you know. April Fool's Day. After that, it's like just a chance for like morning radio shows to do stupid jokes and say, you know, this has happened. April Fool's Day is the worst. It's the worst. I don't even know that it's a holiday. I mean, it's a reach. It's like... It would be like, you know, the first pick in the NBA draft, you're taking a hockey player that you think could play basketball. It's a horrible pick, and I'm glad you took it because it wasn't even on my board.
No, I know it wasn't on your board. I'm telling you, I don't care. It's like I see the diamond in the rough, and he's going to come out and he's going to dominate this game.
Okay.
He's very sneaky.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he not only does he, like, distribute
sneaky.
Things. He is sneaky. He's going to distribute Just as well as your Christmas could distribute, April Fool's distributes things.
Okay.
And he also takes things away.
Okay.
He's going to steal. Your guy doesn't play defense. He just is offense, just pure offense.
He's Magic Johnson, as I already established.
Doesn't play defense. Yeah. April Fool's is defense and offense. It's a double whammy.
At the best, you just picked Gary Payton. Best case scenario.
Okay, Gary Payton is a Hall of Famer.
I have Magic Johnson. You have Gary Payton. I'll take that trade every day. And I don't even think it's Gary Payton. I think you took, Scoonie Penn.
No. Gary Payton is a much better example. The glove. I mean, he's just all over it.
Okay. All right. Agree to disagree. Please write into the show. Tell Jason that he's wrong. All right. So now I got my second pick. And I have anybody on the board that I wanted. Because obviously Thanksgiving was second for me. Christmas was first. Now you've just opened up everything else. Because April Fool's Day was not even on my board. All right. Now, you're going to need a scorer who's versatile.
Yes.
Okay. I want an explosive scorer. I want somebody that when you just, go explode with some points, right?
Yes.
What am I going to pick? The 4th of July, Independence Day, right? Fireworks, it's very flashy, and so I need a lot of points scored. 4th of July, Independence Day is going to be my two guard, my shooting guard, Independence Day.
Mm. Okay. I'm not hating on that. That was definitely on my list of things to pick.
Of course it was. It was a wonderful pick. Way better than April Fool's Day. All right, next. Who you got?
Okay. Just trying to figure out, because I don't want you... I mean, my picks... I don't think you're going to pick some of the picks I'm picking. So I guess at this point I want to maybe try to steal one that you were thinking about taking.
Okay.
No, I don't care. I don't care. I'm just going to pick my team because I know my team's better.
Whatever, dude.
Okay, for my man in the middle, my center. What do they always say? What's the term that I hate using?
Long.
That's exactly right. Long. Look at the length on that guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going summer solstice. Longest day of the year. He's got great length. Summer solstice. Longest day of the year. June 21st.
Mm. Great summer solstice.
Yeah. Obviously, he's the longest one out there, and he's going to get some major rebounds out of this. He's all, he's it's full of light, full of day.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to dominate.
Summer solstice. Length.
Summer solstice.
Oh my gosh, that is just okay. That's fine. All right, so I've got Christmas. Okay.
Yeah.
I've got Independence Day. So I've got a flashy score. I've got a distributor, right?
Yes, yes.
But you know what you need on every single team? You need leadership, okay? I need somebody that is just going to, they made a big deal about in baseball, Jason Hayward for the Cubs, during the delay in the 10th inning, he brought the team together and he gave them this inspiring speech because he's like the veteran on the team and we're going to go do this. We're going to win. We're going to pull this together. He's not the best player on the team, but he's serviceable. He's good enough and he's a leader. I need a leader on this team. So that is why for my next pick as my three guard, okay, or small forward, I'm going to pick President's Day, okay? It's a leadership day. It's going to set the standard. It's going to, give inspiring speeches. It's going to make tough decisions when we have to. President's Day is my three, my small forward.
Okay. So typically your number three guy is probably your most athletic guy on the team.
Okay.
Right?
I mean,
because he can be a guard. He can also be a forward.
Gerald Ford played college football, Teddy Roosevelt, by all accounts, was an amazing athlete when he was younger. He was a hunter.
Yeah.
He was a hiker. They've been great. George W. Bush played baseball for Yale.
Yeah.
Presidents, Ronald Reagan was a great athlete. Presidents, historically, very good athletes.
I've got you beat.
Okay.
So my three man?
Yeah.
No explanation needed.
Okay.
The name of the holiday will tell you everything you need to know.
All right.
Black Friday.
Oh, jeez.
Write it down.
All right.
I got the most athletic guy on the court.
All right. Boy, I never thought the end of our show would happen like this. I mean, I knew it was going to happen. one day, you know, I knew one day
the show's going to just close down.
Yeah, that you were going to say something we're gonna get sued. For some reason, ESPN was going to, like...
Actually, we're going to pick us up. We've got an email in our account right now.
Until they heard the show.
Until they heard this episode,
oh,
yes.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I think that we should probably just leave it at that. And
that's what I said. No explanation needed.
No explanation needed. You've got Black Friday, which isn't even a holiday.
It is a holiday.
It's not a holiday.
According to Wikipedia, it is.
Oh my gosh, you're on Wikipedia?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's fine. All right. So here's what I've got left. I have to pick a power forward, and I have to pick a center. Okay.
Yes.
So I need somebody. I need somebody tall. First of all, okay?
Someone with great length.
Someone with great length. Yes. Okay, so here's the thing. I mean, I see what you did on the summer solstice. First of all, it's
an excellent pick.
It's not even a holiday. Nobody...
It is a holiday.
Nobody's like, yay, it's summer solstice. I never met somebody that got excited about summer solstice.
I love summer solstice.
June 23rd? Is that
right?
June 21st. I was close.
And December 21st is winter solstice.
Do you have that on your draft board?
No. Why would I need them?
It's
the shortest day of the year. I don't want a short guy.
Okay. I'm sure that... Okay. Anyway, that's fine. So I do need somebody tall. I need somebody to, you know, get some rebounds, you know, to do some boxing out, all that kind of stuff. So here you go. My center is going to be Memorial Day. Okay. Historically, memorials can be very tall. Look at the Washington Monument, for instance. So I have the Memorial Day. And not only does Memorial Day serve in terms of giving me height on my team, but it's also a veteran memorial. Like, it's like I've been there before, you know. So I've got President's Day and Memorial Day. I have a lot of patriotic holidays. I've got Independence Day, President's Day, and Memorial Day all on my list.
I'd say your team might be over the hill. You've got a lot of old stuff going on there.
Well, presidents, there are new presidents every year, right? They don't have to be old, you know. Barack Obama was very young for a president. All right. Memorial Day.
Okay.
Okay.
So what I got?
All you have to do is your
two?
Yeah, your shooting guard.
My shooting guard. Okay, so this is something that I'm going to need something special out of.
Okay.
Right? I mean, he's going to need to be able to who's your number two?
Independence Day. Explosive.
Okay. Okay. So I'm going to go Halloween.
Halloween.
Yeah.
Any reasoning?
Full of treats.
Full of treats.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you know, he's going to get some special stuff going on there.
You're really scraping the bottom of the
barrel. I don't know what to do.
Okay. All right. So then rounding, all I need is a power forward. I need somebody to bang around with Thanksgiving. You
yes.
know what I mean? I need somebody who's not afraid to rough it up, you know, who's willing to throw an elbow right back. You throw an elbow at me, I'm going to throw an elbow right back at you. And here's the biggest thing. You ready for this?
Yeah.
I need a holiday that when you knock me down, we're going to get back up, right? You can't keep me down because I don't care who you are. Whatever great team you pick, they all have down days, right? Like every single team that you pick, you're going to have in a 7-game series, you just lost big. You just feel like, you know what? Honestly, you feel like you just died, you know? But we're going to need to be resurrected. You know, we need to come out of the ashes and win this game. That's why I'm picking Easter Resurrection Sunday, right, for my number four guard. Because when we get down, we're going to get right back up. Easter.
Mm.
And Easter's kind of a great holiday, too. You know, you got the eggs and the, you know, candy and, you know, church and everybody dresses up nice, you know, wearing, you know, pastel colors, all of that stuff. So, so here we go. April Fool's, this is your starting lineup for your holiday draft. April Fool's Day is your point guard. Halloween is your shooting guard. Black Friday is your small forward. Thanksgiving is your power forward. Summer solstice, the long day of summer solstice,
yes.
is your center. That's
a great
team.
That is
like an NBA D League team.
Are
as
you
far
kidding
as I'm
me?
Concerned. My listen to this. Listen, here's my power. My point guard. Christmas. That's it, man. That's all you need to know. Independence Day. 4th of July? Are you kidding? My shooting forward, my shooting guard, President's Day, my leader is my small forward, Easter, Easter. Come on, Easter. I've got Christmas, Independence Day, and Easter. And to round it out, my center is Memorial Day. KG veteran, super tall. I got some. I'm like the Robert Parrish of NBA basketball players. I feel pretty good. You want to pick a coach?
Okay. Are we picking like
an actual person? Like you could pick Vince Lombardi. Like now we're going to pick an actual person to coach your team.
Someone to coach this team up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You're going to need somebody that's very creative, like a Mark D'Antonio type. You know what I mean? Who can make weird pieces work because this you have an odd team.
I'm going to go Bill Belichick.
Bill Belichick?
Yes.
Okay.
Bill Belichick is going to – I mean, here's the thing. I've got a lot of special, unique pieces.
Okay.
Okay? Anybody could coach an all-star team.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody could coach an all-star team.
Right.
But you know what? The Patriots historically are not an all-star team, mm-hmm. although they're a dynasty. Right. They've got one guy who just carries the team. Tom Brady.
Right.
Apart from that, nobody.
Mm-hmm.
The year they had Randy Moss, they didn't even win the Super Bowl.
They should have.
But they didn't.
No.
So sometimes the best players don't mean anything.
Uh-huh.
Because you got to have a good coach who knows how to use the Wes Welkers of the world to win. Do you see what I'm saying?
The April Fool's Day.
The April Fool's Day is my Wes Welker.
Okay.
Do you see what I'm saying? I mean, Bill Belichick is going to use this team, and he's going to create a dynasty out of it.
Here's what I heard.
Dynasty.
This is your admission that your team is crap.
The Patriots are not crap. They're a dynasty. Say it with me. Dynasty.
Historically, you need a coach that's creative because you just gave that coach a horrible team.
No, I gave him the tools necessary to win.
Okay.
Bill Belichick is going to win with his team, period.
Okay. So here's what I'm thinking, okay? I need a, in a holiday draft, I need a holiday-type coach. You know what I mean? I could say I'm going to go with John Wooden because maybe I think he's the greatest coach of all time. You know, you could take your Mike Krzyzewskis. You could go your even your Greg Popovich, you know, your Bobby Knights, yeah. your Vince Lombardis, you know, and you could say, well, there's just a great coach. Here's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a coach. You throw a white beard on him, he's going to look like Santa Claus.
John Madden?
Give me Andy Reid.
Oh.
He just fits well into the holiday theme. I already have Christmas on my team.
Has he ever won a Super Bowl?
He's been to one. Did you know that over the last 16 games of NFL football, the Kansas City Chiefs have the best record in all of football? Over the last 16 games?
Has he ever won a national championship? A Super Bowl?
Not yet.
No. Bill Belichick, historically great.
I got Christmas on my team. You throw a beard on Andy Reid, he's going to look like Santa Claus. Him and Christmas is like the star player of my team. They're going to be tight. You need a relationship between your star player and your coach that's unbreakable. There it is.
I totally have got this. I mean, I don't even need to.
Okay. Well, please write into the show. Let us know who won the holiday basketball draft.
Which we have football coaches.
I did not think about that. Maybe I should have picked who's the most rotund basketball coach you can think of?
Van Gundy?
Stan Van Gundy. Maybe George Karl wasn't exactly light.
So he lost weight later.
Yeah.
He was sick and lost weight. But.
I can't think of a lot of like fat basketball coaches.
Oh, what about who's – I mean, he's not fat, but he
– Gene Cady? Was he?
No.
Not really.
I mean, he was – the guy I was going to say was – who's the guy for Temple? He wasn't fat, but
– John Chaney?
Is that who I'm thinking?
John Chaney, no. I mean, he's the one who used to bite the towel.
Yeah. Who's the guy – oh, no, I'm not – the guy from UNLV – or not UNLV.
Yeah.
Yeah, UNLV.
Okay.
Who's that guy?
Bald guy?
Yeah, white guy.
Now, here we are, not remembering the names of people again.
Gosh.
Lou Ferrigno.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Nate, if you're listening. No, I'm going to tell you, Nate is a big sports fan. There's no way he made it past our holiday draft. He, you know, that was definitely too silly for him. So, Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, that's it. You feel good about your team. I feel good about my team. What are you going to do?
I'm going to win.
I don't think so.
Are we playing indoors or outdoors?
Jerry Tarkanian. Is that who you're thinking of?
Sure.
Okay. We're playing indoors or outdoors? No. It's basketball. I mean, it's indoors, of course.
Okay, if that's how you want to do it.
Oh, my gosh. All right, well, I...
This is honestly, this mm-hmm. is either the best podcast show ever or the mm-hmm. worst.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of those.
It's one or the other, I think.
Yeah, either way.
ADD holiday draft.
We're rounding third. It's over.
Thanksgiving is tomorrow.
Thanksgiving is tomorrow. There are, in downtown Marion where we record, there already have Christmas decorations up.
Yes.
I can feel there is just something that happens in the air.
Yes.
When the holiday season's coming around.
It's magical.
You could say it's in the air tonight.
Yes.
So I think that we should end the show with an 8-bit version of the great Phil Collins.
Yes.
In the air tonight. Do 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 do. I can feel it. It's pretty good. It's like maybe my top 5 list of songs of all time.
Have you seen the YouTube video of the monkey?
It's the greatest thing ever on the internet.
The monkey doing it.
Yeah, the gorilla playing the drums. Yeah. Yes. It's the greatest. If the only thing that came out of the internet was that one video, it would be worth it.
I got to go home and show that to my kids. I don't think they've ever seen it.
Our dad loves that video.
I love that video.
Yeah, it's great. It's really great. Well, there it is. It's playing in the background right now.
I love this song.
I heard Ray Lewis used to listen to it before every NFL football game that he played, which, you know, I'm not a Ray Lewis fan, but it's a great song. The way it builds, and then when he, in the air tonight, all alone, it's amazing. And I love Phil Collins. I'll listen to Phil Collins any day. Just give me some, I can't dance, I can't talk. Anyway, I am digressing. Do you have anything else to say as we're closing the show out on this Thanksgiving Eve?
We are on episode 45.
Yes.
We are right around the corner from a special episode 50.
We'll tease it. We have a special guest.
In 5 weeks.
For episode 50. Yes. It's going to be a great show.
Phenomenal.
And then once we get to 52, it'll be our 1-year anniversary.
Yes.
Some people said we wouldn't get this far.
Most people said that.
Yeah, I said it. All right, that's it. This is Dan Owings signing off for Jason Owings, reminding you to always keep your stick on the ice and never wear the blue sweats. Oh, you can hear the alarm. You can hear the...
Let it run.
I'm gonna turn. I don't know if you heard that, but there was an ambulance driving by.
Over top of Phil Collins music.
What are the chances that that ambulance is...
Ambulance
is somebody putting a frozen turkey in a turkey fryer.
50-50. I mean, tomorrow would be 80-20.
Yes. All right, that's it. We're done.